hey, I'm not wearing my wedding ring, so any one of you can hit on me at any moment.
Why not? What happened?
I took it off because I was handling raw chicken earlier today, and I went raw chicken all stuck underneath it.
Do you cook all the time?
I cook a lot.
Because I would think in your relationship that you would cook more than she would.
More often
really?
Than not.
Really? No, I would think she should be cooking all the time. He's the one bringing home the money.
She should be, yes. I'm well, just, in it's theory, an observation. I mean. Yeah, in theory. I'm just, you know, an observation between the two of them. I would think that Charlie would be the bitch.
Yeah, shut up.
If we were sophisticated or rich enough to have the right equipment on this program to call someone in Arizona right now, that would be awesome.
That'd be a good bit.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Oh, well.
Write that down.
Yeah, we'll save that for later. So what time is it in Arizona right now? 4:30. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Some bit. How's your radio station doing? Afternoon drive with Fletcher. What time is it there? 6:30. Thanks. We're going to call British Columbia next week.
All right.
Drinking
the
on
last...
the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
You've known me for like 3 years. Has that ever stopped me a Sunday?
That's true. When do they run NASCAR races? No, of course not.
And I'm the one that's been to AA.
So what do you mean you don't want to get into it?
The only thing I'm going to say is that I live in a tourist town, and it's nice. People come and people go, and I stay.
Well, they don't come with you.
And we're done. We're 7 minutes and 48 seconds in, and we're finished. That's all you needed.
A guy pulled a gun on his son's coach because the kid wasn't getting enough playing time.
Now, there'd be one thing if this was Texas and it was high school football, because that's like high stakes craziness.
Sure.
This was like a game between 6 and 7 year olds.
Yeah.
My kindergartner is not getting enough face time.
So we follow that up with parents in Hudson, Ohio.
Yeah.
Supporting their team by sporting blackface and afro wigs.
I
what?
What is this? 1956? I mean, they stopped making Al Jolson movies for a reason, you know. Like, no one's keeping the Al Jolson tradition alive.
They did lose the game 18-0.
Good.
Good.
I'm not home a lot.
Don't forget the cheap, meaningless sex with strangers.
That too.
Oh yeah, see that? Well, that, yeah, that doesn't usually take place at home either.
Is there a naval base there?
No, there is lots of military around there, but no naval base.
Okay, I figured that'd be good for you too.
F you. Honestly.
I found a song with the theme of the show, and none of you commented. I emailed it to everybody, and none of you jackasses listened to it, I'm sure.
Do you know how many emails I get a day?
Oh, I know. You're very important.
Very, very
important. I have 133 that are unopened.
It's crazy down there in Alabama. There's a lot of weekend races going on lawnmowers.
A lot of races.
I'm in Georgia. F you.
A lot of sailors coming through town.
We're 43rd in education, baby.
On the other end of the spectrum, though, there's this new thing that some teams have started rolling out. It's called Silent Sideline. If you are a parent of a player, you cannot cheer on your individual child. So if, you know, your son's on the blue team, you can yell, yay, blue team, go blue team, all you want, but you cannot say, go out and kick some ass, Bobby. You know, get that little black kid, you know, if you're in Ohio.
But why has it come to this?
So,
why,
I mean, yeah, so,
required?
Like, that's the other extreme. Like, I mean, just go out, watch your six-year-old play football, try to let the kids have a little freaking fun.
Right.
And leave them alone, and leave the coaches alone. They volunteered for this. They're not Bill Parcells, you know.
They're not making bank.
They're
not really.
Yeah, they're not driving Lincoln Navigators.
Where does this come from? You know. That is my question. Why does this happen?
Why are people?
Why have we reached the point where everything needs to be dictated to us on how we should behave?
Blame Ohio. It all goes back to Ohio.
Ohio and Florida, because they can't hold an election to save their lives. I blame Florida.
Jesus.
There are
do you still have the guitar string in your car?
I do.
The story is... Like,
the funny thing is, he still has
time.
The guitar string, but he doesn't have the car anymore.
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah, laugh it up, assholes.
So,
what was that we just played?
Too Much Joy, Sandbox.
Too Much Joy, Sandbox. Excellent. That was fun.
And listen to it next time.
I might actually pay attention instead of running out of the room jamming pencils in my ears.
Harold Ford Jr.
This guy is should be before Obama, the first black president of the United States. He's amazing. He was the congressman for Tennessee in the whatever the district that Memphis is in. He's from Memphis. He's been the representative there for a while. And they love him, and he's smart, and he's very, very, very good, well-spoken. And he's up against this guy.
Now, see, you just fell into it.
What? You're from Knoxville.
He's well-spoken. Would you ever
the black
say...
black man is well-spoken.
He's well-spoken. You would never say... I'm dead serious about this. You would never say about this about a white politician, well, he's well-spoken. Bernie Sanders is well-spoken. That's why I'm voting
I
for
didn't
him.
Mean... No, I would definitely but say that's our the, president, a white
hey,
man,
Fletcher's
not
got
well-spoken.
Black friends.
But that's what... I'm not even saying that you're a racist. I'm saying...
I know
this
Nick
is,
Battle.
This is the pattern... You were at that football game. This is the pattern we've fallen into. You know, man, he's a great candidate, and he happens to be black. Oh, and he speaks well, too.
Did but, not mean that whatsoever.
No, and I know you didn't, but this is the pattern that we've fallen into. Like, this is the
what, your assumption?
This is what
the pattern?
This is what you've got to... This is what we have as a nation have to break out of, is we have
that's
to...
That's a good point.
We have to qualify that Harold Ford Jr. is well-spoken, even though he's black. You know, don't look at his picture and think that he's, you know, that he speaks in gibberish and, you know, hieroglyphics. He can actually speak well.
I see what you're saying.
He's a senator, for God's sake. Of course he can speak well.